is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Final part of the old Davin's Den for the evening. Doing some scamming the scammers with Carolyn Fuchs, who Joe and Pip find very interesting, as we cannot figure out what her angle is. She has approached me somewhat, told me she's successful in trading Forex, foreign exchanges. Joe, ever cynical and suspicious, never looking for love, feels that this is just some ploy, her interest in me, because it's been a little romantic. I think fake Davin and Carolyn are starting to date, but Joe feels this is some ploy to separate me from my money via a Forex scam. That is
yes. Yes. In a very professional manner for somebody that doesn't know what they're doing.
Well, that is true. We've already established she's a liar and doesn't really know about this industry. Fake Davin has thrown out there things for her where if she was on her game, she would have ready answers, and she has failed.
Yes, pretty spectacularly.
Now, Pip, what do you think? Do you think it's Forex? Sometimes you get concerned that this might be a real person that I'm scamming. Do you think this is a romance scam? Think this is something else?
I no longer think that this is a real person that, or at least that I don't think that this is an honest person that you're talking to. Because, like you said, that, you know, asking questions about her purported profession, and then she's just obviously cutting and pasting all this gobbledygook about her profession but not answering your question and not seeming to know anything about it. It's like, no, this should be on the tips of your fingers, honey. You're not doing very well here. But the other thing is, I thought it was going to be about coming for the money because of some kind of business thing, but now that she's participating in some sort of romance, it's like, oh, wait, now we've turned the tables. But it's whatever it is, she's taking her sweet time about it.
Yeah, we're about three, four weeks in. She's asked for nothing of fake Davin. Nothing at all.
Yeah. And very, very strange.
And I do believe the two kids are starting to date. They're starting to ask about how each other are in bed. I feel good. I feel this is the love. It's, you know what? Fake Davin deserves a successful woman. He's had so many of these needy women that want shit, like money and computers and Amazon gift cards and iTunes cards. It's finally nice that, you know, after all this heartbreak, fake Davin is finally meeting a self-reliant woman who maybe she can give fake Davin something if he needs something.
A career gal, if it will.
Well, yes, and it seems to be a career, I would say on the up and up, but not really. But
oh, fake Davin. Oh, sit down, honey. We have to talk.
Oh. All right. Well, let's see. August 20th, 2019. She had just asked me how good I was in bed, and I said, can I just show you? That's where we leave it off. That was August 19th. August 20th, she goes, lol, seems interesting. I go, it'll be better than interesting. Are we going to talk later today? Can't wait to finally hear your voice. How's that going? What's going on with you over there? Don't reply. We don't need to hear it again. So I'm trying to hear this. I'm trying to see, am I dealing with a man or a woman here?
Right.
You know,
right.
Fake, you know, listen, fake Davin doesn't discriminate against anybody, but he likes to know what he's doing. What gender? Are we tucking or this is a real vajayjay on the other end?
Well, wait a second. So if you have the part of a woman that you're dealing with being played by a man, do you think that it should be recast as a woman?
I just need to know how it identifies. That's really all I need to know, dear.
Okay, fair enough.
The key thing here to me is where everything was going professionally, where now suddenly she's taking the tack of being, you know, with sex. So
well,
I to seem very interesting where she turned tail very quick and is going in that direction.
Joe, well, first of all, not very quick. It's quick. It's several weeks in. But I'm going to ask you, have you ever known any of these ladies to be able to resist fake Davin's wiles? I have not.
Oh, no, they're totally charmed.
Yeah.
This one's taking a little time.
She is taking, which makes her intriguing. Normally, they're smitten in minutes, and they're right.
Right. I mean, she hasn't taken the requisite 77 seconds that the rest of them do to fall madly in love with you.
I'll tell you, if it wasn't for the fact that I was talking to Lacey, fake Davin's dick would be very upset by all this right now.
This is a real classy broad with Dionne with.
I like that. Let's see. So she said, I'll probably talk to her later today. I said, okay, maybe I'll grab a plane ticket and see you before you leave. She's supposed to be in Tulsa before she goes back to England. She goes, okay, dear, when you get the ticket, you let me know. Oh.
Well.
All right. This is promising. I said, does Thursday work? And she says, let's make it weekend. I'm less busy. I go, I thought you were flying home this weekend. She goes, yes, but we can see before I leave. I said, okay.
What are you going to meet her on the tarmac?
I know, really? What the hell?
It does not sound ideal, I will admit. But, you know.
No, and you're going to fly to Tulsa on the weekend that she's supposed to be going home. So logistics are really bothering me.
Listen, I have to hope that the plane isn't late getting in, you know. But you know what? You do what you have to do for love. You know, listen. There's two kids trying to meet up. That's all.
I go, okay,
hey, I never asked you. Are you good in bed? Because she asked me. She goes, yeah, just arranging myself for my trade. What about you? So I guess this is later. This is early in the morning. I go, up very early. She goes, oh, okay. It's all good. So I go, it's all good. So are you good in bed? I go, you got quiet. She goes, I can't tell you that. I go, well, you asked me first. She goes, I can tell you am good and am not. You have to check for yourself. Now remember, fake Davin was immediately very flirtatious right from the get-go and got nowhere with it. It's about time fake Davin gets some of the love reciprocated.
Yeah, it's sounding like love on the tarmac.
That's where I like it, baby. Love on the tarmac. I'm too big for the bathroom, but I'm fine on the tarmac. I go, LOL. I go, is that an invite to check? She laughs. I go, well, that isn't an answer. She goes, how long can you last?
Mm.
Wow.
Business is picking
up.
Yeah,
there's up front.
So what do you guys think I say? How do I play this?
Oh, God. You, it's going to take an hour for me to splash my sword.
He said it in exactly those words.
I did. Is that what you're going with, too?
No. But I think that you're going to have to be a braggart to keep her interested.
Right. Oh, yeah. You got to go that route.
45 seconds if I think about B. Arthur and Maude.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. So you...
Why don't you... Okay. Good night, everyone.
No, I know.
So I threw you guys for a loop there.
Yeah, you did.
Well, yeah.
So she laughs, and I go, too long?
No, too much B. Arthur.
Yeah. She goes, no is okay, and gives me, you know, the okie dokie, you know, okay thing. I go, you are a kind and generous woman. She goes, I love chatting with you. You're amazing. Again, she speaks the truth.
Okay.
Well, probably, like I said, with all the scammers, what I've said all along, you're different. You're different. You know, you're not going to sit there and hang on her every word, and when she throws you a line of shit, you're going to call her on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I go, I feel the same, boo. I go, what's your favorite position?
Wow.
She says, I love doggy.
Well, I like cats. What's that? What's the answer?
So as far as professionalism, funny, as far as professionalism, that's going out the window, Joseph.
Yeah. if she tries to pitch the whole invest in my company thing now, this is kind of the wrong tactic to take.
Unless you think, well, what's the best position you feel commodities could be in? On all fours. Not so much.
She goes, "What about you?" I go, "Hmm." I go reverse peacock. Doggy is a close second.
Reverse peacock. Is this a thing?
She goes, "So you're proud as a peacock?"
Whoa, stop. What's the reverse peacock?
You know, why don't you fucking, you know, why don't you listen? Fake Davin always has a
play. Fucking sit here and let you continue. I want to know what a reverse peacock is.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. We'll tell you what reverse peacock is. She goes, "So you're proud as a peacock?" So that's her. She goes, "So you're proud as a peacock." Good for her. I'm picking that up. I go, LOL, if I had you on my arm, I would be. She goes, "I see." So she doesn't even make me answer. She gets what I'm going with the proud thing. She's right there. I like this one.
Yeah. It's clever.
Yeah. She goes, "I see." I go, "What do you see, boo? Where'd you go?" She goes, "I'm here. I want to go to bed. I will call you in the next 7 hours. I go, "Okay, get naked." Because she said she's going to bed. She goes, "Hope you won't be busy." I go, but it is morning. I guess it was morning there, her time. She goes, "Yeah, I didn't sleep all night. I was trading." I go, "What markets were you trading in?" She goes, "I'm a Forex trader." "No, I mean countries." I'm trying to call her on some bullshit here.
Yeah.
"No, I mean countries." And then she goes, gives you the website, HTTP, gofxinvest.com. She goes, "I trade with gofxinvest.com." So now she's pushing the white. Yeah, no, well, we were just talking proud peacock and doggy, and now to go with Joe's assumption, we're talking business here.
Right.
Yeah.
My cock couldn't even get hard for the pee. We're talking business. Babe, I go, "I mean what country's markets?" She goes, "Is a great platform to trade. I help clients from all part of the world, especially America and Europe country." I go, "Not America unless you're helping vampires, because it's the middle of the night." And she laughs. She goes, "You're funny." I go, "Maybe you are a vampire. Okay, when can I cook you? When can I cook dinner for you? I won't use garlic." She gives me a lull. She laughs. I go, "I take it you like your meat very rare." She goes, "Like yours." Ooh.
Whoa.
Yes. I go, "My meat?" She goes, "Uh-oh." I go, "My meat?" Then I go, I go, "Uh-oh, are you gone. Are you sucking a man's blood, boo?" She goes, "Can you just stop being silly for once? I want to have some sleep. Chat you later." Oh.
Boy, you got it under his skin a little bit there.
Well, that took a fucking turn.
Yeah, it sure did. She's like, "Shut up and let me sleep."
I pitched you my business, stupid. No more with the chit-chat.
Didn't she snap at you before for shit like that?
Well, she did threaten to beat me up, Joe.
Yeah, that's true.
Nonetheless.
I mean, today.
I thought you have been sleeping. I go, "You don't like my sense of humor?" She goes, "I like you." I go, "But sometimes I am silly. I get the feeling you don't really like that." We need to fucking establish some guidelines right now. If she wants to be on this show, she has to be willing to put up with a certain amount of nonsense. As we all do.
Scammer on air staff. Yeah, we're all in the same boat here. Yeah.
Yeah. No, listen.
These are your terms of service.
These are my terms of service. Carolyn is not Donald Trump on Facebook. She will have to oblige by the same terms of service that the three of us do and every other scammer has.
Exactly.
Yes. She's not special. I go, "But sometimes I'm silly. I get the feeling you don't really like that." Then I ask her, "Nice nap?" She goes, "Do you have a Hangout app? Let's talk there." She's trying to get me off Instagram, where these scammers get their accounts deleted. She wants to get me on Hangout. I go, "I don't. Why can't we talk here?" She goes, "I want to call you there. Let me hear your voice." She wants to hear my voice. I go, "Call me here." She goes, "I can't video chat now." I go, "Why? Is your makeup not on? And my cock's out."
Both.
Yes. So she laughs. I go, "Carolyn, I don't care what you look like. I really don't. I just like to know who the fuck I'm talking to. I don't think you look like the person in the picture, if I must be honest."
No.
What?
She's. "I'm about going for a meeting." I go, "Then this is the quickest way since you were already here." So she sends me a voice message. She sends me a voice message on Instagram, which I no longer have because as time has passed, her Instagram account got deleted. But I will tell you this. She sounded really sexy. She sounded cute, bubbly, and sexy, and it was not a thick African accent. It didn't sound English to me, but it was definitely a woman, and it was definitely very, very sexy.
Okay.
Now, it could be somebody going for the Forex, having you invest in that, where it may not be somebody from Ghana or something like that. It may be it's a scam, but it's not a romance scam. It's taking an angle like that maybe to lure you in, but I don't think the theme of this is a romance scam. I think it's a financial scam. Well, which is a romance scam anyway, but you know what I'm saying. It's not based on romance. It's based on an investment opportunity.
Well, she's using her feminine she's using some of her charms to lure me in, you think?
Well, you're going to put in a storm. Yeah, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
You're talking about cock. I mean, what kind of business opportunity?
Human trafficking?
Really? She's talking about his meat and how long it can last. And let's go to Bitcoin now.
Wow. Wow. That's how I envision Kamala Harris ripping apart Mike Pence. Right there, what Pip just did to Joe.
That's why I like the video angle of the show now, because basically Pip just comes up on the full screen. She's talking about cock.
There, you know what, Joe? You know what I'm going to do to fuck you up? Tried to shut off his lights, shut off the power. No, but you do raise an excellent point, Pip. You know, we were talking sexy here.
Yeah, I would say.
I go.
Well, let's get back to business and talk about Bitcoin.
Well, she did that too.
She did
do that too. So we're not. It's kind of confusing. So after she leaves me the voice message, which unfortunately I cannot play for you, I go, that was nice. What is the accent? I can't place it. I go, you do sound sexy though. She goes, British accent. I go, really? I know a lot of British people and none sound like you. She goes, yeah, actually Britain is not my first language. I moved to UK. It ain't my country of origin. So she's kind of backpedaling right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go, ah, where from? She goes, I'm from Palestine. P-A-L-I-S-T.
What the hell is that?
It's like Palestine, but you spell it differently.
Wait a minute. Palestine?
See, I'm originally from Palestine. I go, Palestine in the Mideast? She goes, but ain't no Muslim, though. Yes, exactly. She's not a Muslim.
Ain't no holla back Muslim. No, ain't no holla back Muslim. What the hell? Ain't no Muslim.
She's heard the show. She's heard some of Joe's arguments. She doesn't want Joe fucking sinking his fangs into her. So, you know. Joe calling her a terrorist. I'm like, no, she's just a scammer. No, she's a terrorist. I don't want that argument, and neither does she.
Make it an easy night.
Sure. She knows it's late. She knows where this segment comes in.
Right.
I laugh. I go, it's okay if you are, boo. I don't judge you. She goes, okay, dear. I go, where in Palestine? She goes, actually, it's Hebron. I go, ah, West Bank. I have family in Israel. My best friend is from Jerusalem. And that's true. My best friend's family is from Jerusalem. But she doesn't need to know that. I always like to let them know, even if I don't know, that I know the fucking lay of the land, so they have to work just a little bit harder.
I know that you know. You know that I know.
Exactly. She goes, really? That's cool. Have you been there before? I mean, Israel. I go, years ago. I never have. But I tell her, years ago. I want to go back. Maybe we can go together. Wow, that was very forward of me. Sorry. She lulls. She goes, that's okay. I go, when was the last time you were in Hebron? She goes, it's been a long while now. I can't really place. But within 2005, 2006. I go, oh, right after Arafat died. I didn't even know Hebron had a Christian population. She goes, lulz, yes, of course they do. But it's very small. Even Egypt have Christians. Coptic Christians. All right.
Okay.
I go, yeah. I go, of course, yes. May I ask you something? She goes, what? I go, were you afraid to tell me where you were from there? And then I go, you there, boo? I guess she vanished again, as they do. She goes, sorry. I go, you were? She goes, a little busy. I go, no worries. Were you afraid to tell me where you're from? She goes, not at all. Why? I just felt it was inconsequential. I go, okay, that's cool. You're a cool lady, Carolyn. She goes, thanks, Bay. I go, you're welcome. She goes, I'm surprised this nice compliments are coming from you. I go, why? Am I usually a jerk? Shut up, Joe. She goes, yes, of course.
What? You're usually a jerk? It would appear, yes, of course.
Apparently, Carolyn's being played by Joe.
I know. Joe, you have a very sexy voice on that Instagram talk message.
Well, according to you, earlier I made Joe come, so it's all coming full circle, so to speak. I laugh, now who is the jerk? She goes, and most of the time, things you say, I find it difficult to believe them. Oh. They're on to us.
Really?
They're on to us. I go, really? Why is that? I go, you just call me a jerk and say you don't believe me, and then went silent. She laughs. She goes, I just like you for no reason. I go, clearly, LOL. She goes, I don't even know.
Because you're clearly not likable. I mean, what the hell is that supposed to mean? I like you for no reason.
I like you for no reason? That's like when you were hanging out with a girl at 16 and you were kissing. I like you for no reason. You know, it's bullshit.
Yeah, what?
I will let her know you are not buying it.
Thank you.
Yes.
She goes, I don't even know why. I go, you must have terrible taste in men. Well, you messaged me initially, so you must have had a reason. So she smiles. I go, maybe you just like guys that'll make you call for Batman in 45 seconds of passionate doggy style.
Interesting.
She goes, here you go. What do you take me for? You think I'm that horrible in bed?
That's what she said?
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's what she said. What?
I don't understand. Why would that? What?
That would make her very good in bed.
I'm not sure I understand what just happened there. Wait. What's making her bad? What would make her bad in bed? 45 minutes of doggy style?
Yeah.
Calling for Batman?
45 seconds. 45 seconds.
Oh, seconds. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
She goes, here you go. What do you take me for? You think I'm that horrible in bed? I go, what can I have you for? She goes, what do you take you for? I go, what can I have you for? She goes, don't get the question. You said, what do I take you for? I have no idea how you are in bed. If I said, I bet you are amazing in bed, you could take that wrong too. She goes, time will tell. You'll know how good I am in bed. Oh.
Oh.
I don't think we're just trading currencies anymore.
No, I don't think so.
I go, wow, not bad for a jerk you can't believe. Imagine if you liked me, what I could do with you. She goes, I know, you say it. I go, do you want me to come to Tulsa? She goes, I left Tulsa since last weekend. I'm in the UK now. But I remember telling you when I was leaving. So now she left. This is the same day. I go, you told me you were leaving this weekend. You just told me that this morning. So.
Since this morning when she said that she was leaving in the weekend, she already took a flight. is she time traveling?
I don't know, but we seem to have a problem.
Yeah, we do.
So this is August 21st. She goes, sorry about that, but the weekend I talked about was the previous one. I go, you specifically told me I could see you in Tulsa this weekend before you leave.
She forgot who she was talking to. Yeah, don't hurt yourself backpedaling.
It does seem like she forgot who she was talking to.
Yeah. And it's like, you can't remember what you told me this morning before you got on a flight? And apparently are now in the UK. What the fuck?
She goes, never said so. I go, yes, you did. Scroll up. And we will leave it there. So what do you guys make? Are you still intrigued by Carolyn?
Yeah. Because I think this is going to be a total financial investment scam, and I don't think that she's dealt with somebody like you before. So maybe that you were heavy on the sex. You went with the sexual angle as to reel you in. And yeah, and I don't think she likes doing or talking about the sexual angle, because every time she you guys do, she's very short fused with it.
But she has initiated it a few times.
She has initiated.
She has.
As you know, sometimes you have to do something you really don't want to do to get the job done, and then if you have to deal with bullshit, you're very short fused about it, because you're not thrilled in the first place. And then you have to hear nonsense, and maybe she snaps a little bit.
So you don't think she's that into me?
No. No.
Oh. Well, that's hurtful.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, if she thought you were a jerk before, and now you're nailing her to the hull about logistics, about where she's supposed to be and what country she's in, she's really not going to be happy.
So you don't think she likes me either?
No, I think that she thinks that you're intriguing, but I think that she gets annoyed with having to do the sexual flirty stuff.
Huh.
Look, at my day program, there are customers that give me an order religiously. There's no problem. There's no problem. The order gets placed. You know, it's the pricing that was stated and stuff like that. Then I have customers that I have to do an order with, which is a federal case, 27 phone calls, you know, and 9 reams of paperwork. All right? And sometimes you have to deal with that to get the order. You know, and maybe she thinks that there's guys, you know, regular civilian people that will feed into that, and then she feels that there's you where she's going to have to work like hell, but there still is the possibility she can hook you in on some sort of scam.
So you guys think
Joe just doesn't like having to do all the sexy talk to get a plumbing order.
Yeah, but he does it so
yeah,
well.
And if I still had to deal with bullshit, maybe I'd be a little short, you know?
So you think she's flirty at gunpoint?
Yes.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Like, it's part of the gig, but she's like, okay, like, I have to go to sleep now. Like, all of a sudden, she'll just get jerky about it. It's like,
because I think it's an ego thing where she's able to scam people going under the guise of being an investment person. I think she feels that she has to lower herself to the lowest common denominator to swing you in using the sex. And I think that she feels like she's downgrading herself, and she feels dirty, you know, even though she's a fucking scammer, she's dirty to begin with. But nonetheless, you know, she feels that it's kind of a slight that she has to take that route, but she's got to take it because she's got to get some dough out of you.
I think I and Fake Davin are insulted. How dare you both lower herself to sexy talk with me? How dare you?
Well, I'm still confused about how she took... Like, you're taking, Fake Davin's taking 45 seconds to do her doggy style, that was insinuating she was bad in bed. It's like, no, that means that you have a short fuse. You know what I mean? What?
It is kind of interesting. Maybe she is, but there are times when she initiates it. So maybe you guys are right. Maybe she likes using it as a tool, but she don't want to get that deep with that tool.
What
you just said.
Yeah. So to speak, metaphorically, yes.
So then this scam, our dealings with Carolyn should be on the shorter side once she realizes I am not going to invest.
You're not going to what?
I said our dealings with Carolyn should be on the shorter side. This will not be one of our longer ones once she realizes when we get to the point that I am not going to invest with her.
I don't know, because maybe she gets to the point where maybe she's intrigued by you again. You know, that really remains to be seen. And there's really not a concrete answer, because basically there's always that by this point in the game, there's a gift card. There's an pending video chat. There's concrete things that have been laid out that they're trying to get. There really hasn't been anything laid out yet as the end game.
Well, I mean, she has dropped the website a couple times to invest.
Right.
Yes, that's such a soft sell. Dropping a link.
Has been a soft sell.
Yeah.
I guess we'll...
It is the soft sell, but he, you know, we haven't dealt with this type of scammer before, you know, and it could be a soft sell, you know, and they got plenty of time to lure you in, you know? We'll see where it goes.
See where it goes. The kids are still intrigued. And
and
they feel that she's just not into fake Davin. Feels like she's lower. They feel like a scammer has lowered themselves into a.
I like this scenario because it's different. You know, usually with the things, it's almost along the same playbook. You know, but I like this because it's a different tact, and it's interesting how this is going. What her deal is, we're finding out every paragraph. What her deal is. We're kind of seeing where you're going with it because you're really taking a more different tack than you ever have, coming out hot and heavy right at the get-go, and then letting up, and then bringing in and real, you know, rocking. You know, it's like you're like fishing. You're reeling her in, you're letting her run, you're reeling her in, letting her run. Also, you're casting her foot with cow shit in regards to where she is, and on the technical approach where she's the expert and you're catching her up.
And this fake Davin has not been outrageous yet. He's been fun. He's been flirty, but he doesn't have any keystrokes. He's not going on tour with Dice Clay and the Three Stooges. He's not writing porn. He's not a fluffer.
I think because she is presenting herself as a no bullshit person, I'm thinking that your tech might not go that way because you'll blow the whole deal.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, and she does seem to know. She did. Make some comments about how you're too silly sometimes. So I think that if you overemphasize silly or outrageousness, that you're going to lose her.
Yeah,
she's got no time for that shit. And basically, I think you know. And basically, she's not. She might not be knowledgeable on what she's talking about, but she's not stupid. The other ones were stupid. Where you could go that way and have a field day because they were stupid. This one is not stupid, so you really got to watch. You know, you can ham it up a little bit, but you can't go as overboard as you used to.
Yeah.
This is true. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, we'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his sponsorship.
Thank you, Russ.
It'd be nice to get Russ on the show, but, you know, we can't. COVID. Also, Laugh at Home Comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you. And, of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it is one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. That's laughathomecomedy.com, laughathomecomedy.com, or 551-404-3094 if you would like to call. It'll be a good time. As usual, we have nothing else to plug.
Not a damn thing.
None of us are doing shit anymore. But one day we will. That was a fun show tonight. Hopefully, if you guys were feeling depressed or feeling a little Eeyore-ish, we lifted your spirits. And that goes to Joe and Pip, too. I've given Joe a new business idea so he can start working on that, so he can have a holly jolly Christmas and not be broke and be a Grinch. So, all right, kids. Everybody, stay safe, stay healthy, stay positive. Try to feel good. Remember, we are the lucky ones. It's all right. We're healthy. It's all going to be okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be all right. So if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening or watching.